Jason, do you know what a snowball is?
Yes.
Not the kind you eat. I'm talking like in sexual terms.
Oh, no, I do not.
Have you seen Clerks? Okay, it's in Clerks. What is wrong with y'all?
It's been a while since I've seen Clerks,
oh my gosh.
Right? Thank you.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is, I'm going to say like a one, maybe a two, because I'm working on my third IPA. It's the Christmas holiday time, so I'm probably like a 2 or a 3.1, 3.2. It feels like it's been ages since the last Saints game, and I can barely remember who we played. Even worse, it's been eons since the last good Saints game, and I can barely remember what that feels like. And yet, we still have a snowball's chance in hell to make the playoffs if we follow through with Gunn's plan. I swear, I wrote this before we said all that.
You have to leave it in now.
Yeah, we're going to review Gunn's plan. We're going to talk a little bit about... We're going to kind of meander this week because, really, there's not a whole lot of interesting stuff to talk about when it comes to the Saints that we haven't already just beaten to death. So we're going to do a couple of little things there. If there's time at the end, we're going to talk a little bit about Hawkeye, because I think everybody's watching Hawkeye, right?
I would be better.
I am.
Yeah. I think I'm caught up. So we'll see where we are. All right. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
About a 2.3. Got a little tin cup in the cup over here. But Scott, I tell you, those Girl Scout mint covered almonds that you can get at Costco, like the thin not mint.
Seen or heard?
Of course. Well, y'all don't have a Costco up there, so
that's part of the reason.
But if you find a Costco, I recommend them. They're
pretty. But wait, Scott, your daughters are Girl Scouts. Do they sell mint almonds?
No, okay. Just the cookies. Just the cookies. And they're not in the Girl Scouts anymore.
So it's a knockoff. Oh, they were.
No, it's official. There's official Girl Scout thin mint on it. It's legit.
Okay. All right. We'll see. I don't know how we'll see. Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I do not have a number tonight.
All right. Sober man with two influenced two other guys under the influence. This will be a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a bi-week episode. It feels like that.
I think every week from here on out is going to be a bye week episode.
Well, I think it's because we didn't play on Sunday. I think that's why. Yeah. We didn't play on Sunday.
It's been a while since we played on Sunday.
Two weeks?
Yeah. Like this Sunday, I don't remember what we did, but I don't think I watched a lick of football.
I didn't. I played golf all day. Did not watch the NFL.
I watched a little bit. I did. I watched some Red Zone.
Yeah. It was kind of nice to not have to worry about the NFL for a day.
Yeah.
Even though I'm going to miss it when it's gone in 10 weeks.
I know. So for those of you wondering if I do sound different than normal, I am. There's a big move that I'm making with my internet, moving the office over to the other side of the house. So I'm using an old snowball microphone. I don't know what I sound like as we record this, so I apologize for the audio issues. Other than that, the other two guys should sound the same.
No, you sound as shitty as always.
No, it's my opinions that are shitty. I sound great when I say them.
Sounds all right.
In your head.
See, it sounds right, he said. All right, let's start, though, with a little Saint stuff. Let's get business out of the way before we get to the fun stuff. So Deontay Harris, is this suspension that's come through? He's suspended for 3 games. Is this coming through? Is this the DUI?
Yes, he appealed, denied 3 games. Here it is.
Okay, and starting Sunday
this
against
week.
The Jets?
Yes.
Fuck me. Like,
so basically
to
the end
to
of the season.
Yeah, he said he can come back in week 17, so he could have 2 games left because there is a week 18 now.
Have no receivers. He's the only guy who's worth anything as a receiver.
We have Traquan. Traquan's, like I said, Traquan's a half a receiver.
I said what I said.
Wow.
And now they take him out. Traquan's a great blocker.
No, Traquan has been steady for us the last few weeks. Although, when I say steady, a lot of that is compared to everybody else.
Okay, Traquan had 2 receptions for 15 yards against the Cowboys.
Thank you. That I was just looking up his Cowboys statistics.
But at least he caught
15 yards.
He can catch the ball. A lot of other guys can't.
They cut
again,
the guys who can't.
There's a low bar on this team right now. It's a low bar.
How is no one getting open?
Because they're all undrafted. We have no competent players.
So can we not scheme it?
You can only scheme so much.
Patriots.
So, at some point, talent wins out.
Patriots schemed it.
That's the way it goes. No, fucking
Patriots didn't scheme shit. Patriots ran the ball 85 times.
That's what I'm saying. They schemed it to their they knew they couldn't throw the ball.
They schemed it to the running back.
They schemed it to the running game. They ran like triple option Army Navy shit, right?
Well, in fair, we called for that before the last game.
We did, and a coach needs to listen to us.
When he did run, I mean, he ran for fucking 100 yards.
All right.
Let me
get through the rest of the bad news. You get to the fun stuff.
I was going
to
say, wait.
Jordan has COVID. Is that
Cam
right?
Jordan, he tested positive for COVID. He is fully vaccinated. He does not have any symptoms. He's asymptomatic.
Oh, he's not on the Joe Rogan plan?
No, he already went on the Joe Rogan plan. That's why he doesn't have any symptoms anymore.
He is more than immunized.
He said that he was running in like sprints in his backyard today. He feels fine. He has to have 2 negative tests. Is it by Friday or by Sunday? I don't know. Basically, he has to have 2 negative tests in order to play Sunday.
Okay.
So the big thing here is that he's got a streak of games played, like 171. He hasn't missed a game since being drafted.
Well, he better have somebody else stick this Q-tip up their nostril in order to get himself to be able to play that game.
Right. Where's Ontario Smith when you need him?
All right, y'all. We're talking about the quarter or the. All right, I was going to go into the quarterback stuff, but let's start. You talk about the Patriots. How they won Monday night again or Sunday night again.
So we're done with the Saints stuff?
Yeah, that's it. No, we're not.
This is going to be in relation to the Saints.
You'll see. I'm going to get there.
You did say we're meandering, so all right.
We are. So how the Patriots won against the Bills Sunday night was that they ran the ball, I'm going to exaggerate and say 178 times, but I think it's more like 40 some odd times.
They only threw 3 passes.
And they threw, right, that's the key stat, right? We've been calling for that as Saints fans ever since Jameis got hurt. But I also remember you all complaining that we ran a lot with Kamara because you said we were going to hurt Kamara.
And we did.
So you want to run 97% of the time.
Okay. So
you don't have anybody to do it.
Wait, bullshit.
Hold on. This isn't my opinion, but go ahead.
Scott?
You've got Taysom. You've got Mark Ingram.
Taysom.
You've got Ty Montgomery. And if Kamara comes back, you have Kamara. So that's 4 people that can run the ball. Not to mention you can run jet sweeps and all kind of shit with your wide receivers you can't catch anyway.
Which receivers is that?
Well, then the one that's suspended for 3 games.
Traquan, the slowest receiver in the field.
Callaway, Little Jordan. I don't know.
I wouldn't recommend that.
You know, you mentioned the offensive line. Offensive line isn't playing that bad. They've given up the fifth fewest sacks in the league up to this point.
That's astounding.
Because the games I watched, I
would never, like, that's one of those trivia questions, right? That you're like, how many? I would never expect this year's Saints offensive line to have only given up 5 sacks.
I didn't say they gave up 5 sacks. I said they gave up the fewest sacks. I didn't say 5. I said classic Jeff.
It's okay, Jeff. You sound great.
So what you're saying, what I'm hearing is I'm right.
No.
I'm right. They didn't let up 5 sacks.
No, they didn't let up 5 sacks.
They let up more.
You're right in that.
So I'm right. Okay, that's all I need to know. All right, check that.
Fifth fewest sacks in the league.
Sounds good.
How does that equate to running? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing.
We were short 2 linemen, so I don't know. I haven't heard anything about anybody this week.
We've been actually short 3 linemen. I mean, I'm counting Pete as a lineman because – maybe I shouldn't, but the the running game, the run blocking hasn't been quite as good, but look, I'm okay with trying to run the ball more and passing less. But the Patriots game was dictated 100% by the weather. If the weather wasn't, if the weather wasn't like that, they would have had,
then they would have been throwing, but
right. But they did know they did it and they won, but the weather just plays such a weird ass factor in that game. Like, yes, they only threw three passes and they won, but a lot of that game was dictated by the weather. So
but
yes.
It's that weather every week. We can't throw. They can't get open, and when they do, they can't.
But have to throw.
Taysom shouldn't be throwing 41 passes like he did.
No,
I
agree with you. I agree with you there, 100%, 100%. That he should not. And that's kind of the problem with Sean Payton is that he just can't. He can't really other than a handful of games where we committed to the run and we dominated, like the game against Buffalo a few years ago.
The game
against Cincinnati. Like, there's certain games, yes, we do, and we run a lot. But for Peyton, it's just so rare. It's like he just wants to sling the ball around. But with Taysom, he has, unless he wanted to say, hey, you know, I mean, that's the weirdest thing too. Why the fuck did they commit all this money to Taysom Hill? It really makes no sense. It makes no sense at all because he's not a quarterback. He's a great football player, like we talked about. He ain't worth the money they're paying him because he's never.
And he's not going to get the, quarterback.
He's not going to get
the
full
amount
number,
if he doesn't play so many snaps at quarterback. And the only way he would play that many snaps at quarterback would be as if somebody got hurt. So you have to think that they've got something in mind for the future to either go after somebody, draft somebody, or play, you know, or bring back Winston.
I'm okay with bringing back Jameis. I still think they need to draft a guy, but I'm 100% on board with bringing back Jameis because Taysom can't be the guy at the start of next season.
It can't be Taysom, but with Jameis, it can't be Taysom. Now, I'm not going to hitch my wagon to Jameis yet until I see how he recovers from the knee injury, right? I mean, every quarterback that goes down with the ACL, you always say you need to wait and see how they recover. Well, because sometimes it gets into their heads and they don't play the same.
I mean, look, it took Carson Wentz a while. He's finally playing better, but it took him a while. But again, it comes down to what moves do they make? Do they trade for a guy? Do they draft a guy? That's going to be all dependent. If they don't, then
if they draft a guy, they're going to have – he's not going to be ready to start as a rookie.
Right. So to
you have to think they have to pick up.
I would at least bring Jameis back. Do another 1-year deal with Jameis. I think that would be your best option.
If he doesn't get an offer somewhere else.
Who's going to, off a torn ACL.
I know off a torn ACL, but if you look at how he played and matured and what Peyton did with him, you wonder if maybe he can continue that trend. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, there is a good quarterback in there. So maybe we can get him in. I mean, he can't be any worse than some of these guys. Like,
he's got a year in the offense.
I was going to say, all the more reason for the Saints to bring him back.
I think they will, but I also
going back
see,
to Drew Brees' comments from last week about the receivers, I think the same applies to, and he actually did allude to the fact that the quarterback position applies as well, that the longer you're in this offense, and it's for any offense for that matter, right? But Sean Payton's offense, maybe especially, the longer you're in it, the better you're going to be. And we all talked about it when we were waiting for Jameis Winston to click, right? It took Drew Brees 6 games before he clicked in 2006, yada, yada, yada. And when Jameis got hurt, we were feeling good about what we were seeing. Like, the issue wasn't necessarily Jameis as much as it was. If anything, the issue with Jameis was maybe some quicker decision-making, right? That's what we wanted to see. And maybe like some more accurate throwing. You know, he threw high a few times.
Right. But I mean, he didn't throw a lot of picks. Maybe I think he had two?
It's probably because he was trying to throw high and make sure they weren't catchable. But the idea being like being familiar with the game, like the offensive playbook.
Right.
It counts for something, right? I mean.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you, Scott. Like, the ACL is the issue with Jameis more than, like, if he didn't have an ACL issue, like, say he doesn't get hurt and he plays this season, and let's say he even goes like 10-7 this season,
You sign him to a long-term deal.
Would you sign him again, or would you want to go after Russell?
I'd sign him again.
No, well, I would sign him again.
I'd sign him again. Now,
only because of the cost that it's going to take to get Wilson.
What they might do is, so.
So how much does the ACL scare you?
It doesn't scare me that much.
He's not really a running quarterback, so it doesn't scare me as much as it would a running quarterback.
Look, there is going to be time that he's going to learn how to trust it. You know, that's going to be a little bit of an issue at first, but the good news is, I mean, it happened.
And I'm throwing shit at a wall here, but you pay Taysom all that money, right?
Better than throwing at the fan.
Yeah, because it blows back at you. You pay Taysom all this money.
Like the same season.
Yeah. And you have to think maybe they have a plan to move him away from the quarterback position. So if you do that, right?
Wait, hold on. When you say you threw all this money at him, you do know that the deal is, it's a hybrid deal.
But it's still, right. Okay. He's not going to make $90 million, but he's still going to make $40 or $50 million. He's still going to make $10 million a year.
No, no. He's going to max out at 40. He's not going to get 40. 40 is with incentives. 40 is with
Jeff. It was like 80 or 90 with incentives.
No, no, yeah, no. That's if he
plays quarterback.
If he plays, no. So let's say he's not going to. That part of the deal is a fucking joke. Okay. He's
okay,
not
gonna why, ever that's where I'm going to
ever earn that money. His max is 40 in real. We're living in the real world right now. And he won't even get the 40 because the 40 max is based on certain benchmarks that he's going to have to meet that he's not going to meet.
Okay. So that's where I'm going with this. You take him out of the quarterback position, but to take him out of the quarterback position, you maybe re-sign Jameis for a year. Then you go get somebody like a Russell Wilson and you put Jameis as the
guy
and you put, or draft a guy and you put Jameis as the backup.
I'm not a fan of the draft guy.
If that starter gets hurt, you have Jameis to back him up and not Taysom.
I just don't think they're going to, that's a lot of draft capital to get a guy like that.
I don't think Jameis Winston's a backup in this league, to be
honest.
I
don't think he is either.
And if I'm Jameis Winston, I'm insulted by that. I'm pissed off by that. I don't like, I mean, I get it.
He signs the deal. He signs the deal.
I know. But I
and coming off of ACL.
Jameis Winston earned my respect to the point where if you're not going to start him, let him go somewhere else. Just out of respect for the man. Especially the fact that he tore his ACL playing for his heart out.
I understand. Coming off of ACL, there's no guarantee he plays next year.
Oh, he's definitely going to. The ACL injuries now are like 10 months.
Tell that to Michael Thomas.
He wasn't an ACL injury.
And the Saints doctors.
Well, it wasn't an ACL injury. But
it was a fucking ankle. An ACL is much worse than an ankle.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
He ain't lying.
I can't argue that. I just know Jameis is going to play.
But does my voice sound good? That's what matters.
Thank you for bringing that up, for making that valid point. God damn it. We need a new quarterback.
With our doctors,
you're right. There's no way. No, there's not a no guarantee. There's no way Jameis Winston's ready to play next year. Shit. I'll tell you this much. Hi, Dr. Nick. I'll tell you this much. I want to know come March. I'll give you till March. I want to know if Jameis Winston is returning phone calls to the Saints coaches. That's all I need to know.
He's not a dick like Michael Thomas. He definitely will.
Not yet.
Maybe Jameis has it. Maybe he'll need a second surgery and he'll wait till June to get it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But I'm not like going back to the whole, like, do you draft a quarterback versus pick a guy, like pick a guy in free agency or something like that. Maybe it's because the Drew Brees thing worked for me and I'm a sucker for that. Like, I like the, especially at such an important position, the most important position in the league on a team, that I like the known commodity option versus the gamble option, right? So I'd rather overpay a little bit for
you're gonna overpay a lot.
Unless his name is Joe Burrow.
But for a guy, but I also have certain, like, my margin of doing it, right? So, like, I would draft a guy unless I could fit it into this small, narrow window, which is I could pay for a guy who I'd be okay with him coming off an injury because it worked for us with Drew Brees, right? And I would want him young enough to where I could get at least 10 years out of him.
You're not going to – Russell's 31, so that's dicey to get – to get right. 10 years out of them.
Okay, seven. Yeah. I'd negotiate seven for. Give me six, seven. Give me five. Buy me a window. It's a different scenario, a different situation that we're in right now, maybe. So the Russell thing makes sense. I would, like, how old is Aaron Rodgers right now? And
37 or 38.
Yeah, I would not even entertain that conversation. You walk in and say, expensive. Hey, we want to get Aaron Rodgers. He wants in. Right, he's too expensive, and he's got 2 years left. Fuck you. Unless I had the receivers and I had an instant Super Bowl with it. Like, I'd buy me a Super Bowl, kind of like what Tampa Bay did. They bought themselves two Super Bowls.
Well, then here's where the issue is, and here's why trading for a guy is gonna hurt, because you're gonna have to give up all this draft capital. Well, we need that draft capital to draft the receivers that we don't have. Yeah. And what if we let Terron Armstead go because he's hurt 6-7 games a year, like you always say. Like, I kind of think they're gonna let him go because you can't rely on him to play a full season.
I think on BS and Beer they said that, you know, whether you let him go or keep him, it's the same amount of money against you on the cap.
So next year, so we'll bring him. Okay, so we'll bring him back at least for a few games. Okay, right, but you're gonna need to draft receivers,
right?
Yeah, I don't. There's not. This isn't a good quarterback draft anyway.
Per se,
like, there's no, like, quote unquote stud. Have to have quarterback.
I'd keep Jameis.
Stay or free agency.
I would draft your receivers this year and maybe grab a quarterback. I don't know.
I would like to pick up a receiver in free agency.
I'd like to pick up like three in the draft.
Just for shits and giggles. Right. Let's just get 15 guys in here.
If you get a rookie, I mean, rookie wide receivers typically don't do much their rookie year.
Not these days, the narrative's changed. There's rookie receivers that do pretty well.
We don't draft LSU players.
But there's no LSU receivers coming out this year.
Would you want any LSU receivers this year?
There are none.
Yeah. That's what Jason
said. Well, no. What's his name?
That's all I needed to hear.
No. I can't think.
Was there a senior? Dre Jenkins?
Yeah. Did you have some chocolate before the show?
I'm thinking of Booty, but he's young.
He's young. Yeah. All right. So, the point being, you want to load up on all the receiver talent however you can. You can't afford a quarterback in the free agency, which means all signs point to Jameis Winston is still our quarterback.
That's
and
my
we're
vote.
Just riding the rest of
I'm not going to say we can't afford.
Did y'all a talk about free Ian agency? Book?
No.
Well, that's the real question. What do they think of him? How is he?
I mean, the coach.
Is he another wasted draft pick?
Coach has been speaking highly of him.
Like they would ever speak lowly
right,
of someone?
Right. I mean, they're not going to say. You know, they basically say he's doing well, he's progressing, but he's not ready. So my thought is if you're
grass
out
is
of the
green, sky is
out
blue,
of the playoff
wet.
Hunt, then you put Book in and just see what you got.
That I don't even know that. You're putting Book in with a depleted roster. Like, what is he showing you?
Doesn't matter.
He's playing with shit. He's going to get crushed.
I don't care. Decision making. He's young enough. He's going to agree. He'll be fine. I agree. Once you're out of playoff contention,
I don't know.
Throw him in. And you know what, Jason? The other reason it's not just to see what he's got. It's to give him real game experience. Because
behind a shitty team, you're gonna crush him. I mean, look what happened
So you're gonna put who are you gonna put behind the shitty team then?
Taysom, run him out there. Just run the running offense.
He's a $40 million running back.
Well, you're paying him. Put him in there. Fuck him.
I mean, you are paying him. I mean, that's a good.
You're paying him. Fuck him. Play him.
But why wouldn't you want to give Ian Book some time or see what
because
Ian
it's not
got.
It's not the it's not a good situation to
it's
put him
still
in
a
especially
better situation than a preseason game
no because you're playing against same. Third stringers and second stringers. Now you're playing against first team NFL guys and you're throwing out third stringers. It's not a good situation to put him in.
And you don't think his decision making in that environment would tell you anything?
It doesn't. His decision making is holy shit, they're after me, like he's got no chance. He's got no chance. It's not gonna. It's all. It's only gonna hurt him. I would not stick him in.
That's a TikTok video right there. All right, that's it. I mean, it's fair. Scott, do you disagree?
I get his point. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the kind of this. That's
yeah,
the season.
That means it's a good point.
I mean, it's
a
good
fair
point.
Enough point that you,
it's a fair enough point.
Yeah,
but I'd still throw him out there.
I am with you, Scott. Like Jason makes 100% sense. All logic tells you to do that.
He's got the power of the.
But
birthmark.
I'd still throw him out there. All right, you got to see if the birthmark's got any power.
That's it.
It's like an Infinity Stone.
I don't want him to get killed playing behind Adam Sorensen and Bruce Jorgensen.
Throw him out there against Carolina.
They're still playing starters. Or the
Falcons.
They're still playing starters.
Maybe not at the end of the season. They're not.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Next thing is the Saintsations have changed their name to the Saints Cheer Crew. I think concern isn't the fact that,
I didn't feel the need to change.
Did they feel the need to change? Is Saintsations?
Okay, so let me. Is it? It's not just a. Okay, so they used to have Saintsations and then they had cheerleaders. This is a combined group.
So why not just call them Saintsations?
I'm just telling you that it's a combined group. That's all I'm saying. So
they felt a name change was necessary because you didn't want one group to feel like they were being absorbed by another group. So
or not necessarily that. You're creating, you're not having a cheerleading group. Were you that concerned
about people's feelings?
No, listen. You're not having a cheerleading group and you're not having a dance group. You're combining the two so it's something new.
So if I were to start a brand new group.
So you give them a new name.
So if I were going to start a brand new group that was focused on both cheering and dancing combined, I would call them the Saintsations.
Okay.
Because I think that's the greatest name ever for any dance, cheer, rallying thing for an NFL team. Like it's sensational. It's the Saints. It works. You know what I mean? Like it's like the greatest name ever. But then you get other teams and they're like, it's the Raiders dance team.
I think they're the Raiderettes.
Okay, Raiderettes. That's not as good as Saints.
The Bills have the Jills.
The Jills, that's good, but it's still not the Saintsations. It's sensational.
I'm not disagreeing. I don't disagree with you.
Like you took what was the best name for.
I'm just telling you what their probably logic was.
I understand you're telling me that. I'm not fussing you, Scott. I'm fussing them for not holding strong and saying Saintsations, we got a winner here.
And then they said that they got fan suggestions, which I doubt severely.
Yeah, I took a fan poll too. I heard from 7 people. You know, I mean, come on. I don't
bullshit. And what is it called again?
The Saints Cheer Crew, where crew is spelled K-R-E-W-E. You get it?
Mardi Gras, baby.
Mardi Gras. Because no one outside of Louisiana, New Orleans is going to understand that or get that or know that. I think they realize that cheerleaders, in the traditional sense, at NFL games are pointless. You don't even know they're there. And it's not a disrespect to women. That is the fact that, like, you can't see them on the field. They're pushed, stash them off in the corner of an end zone. There's 100,000 people there. They're watching the football game. It's not like they're going to lead the fans, 100,000 people in a cheer. Right.
They dance in the end zone in between quarters.
So but with the Saints, you had a cheer team and a dance team. And the dance team, Saintsations, would dance in the end zone.
But I don't think they've had a cheer team for a while now. Am I mistaken?
I can't tell you the last time I've seen a Saints cheerleader at a game. Jason? Yeah.
I know they used to have him in the 80s. And you know why he won't be able
to answer that question?
Because he's busy watching the game.
I think they still had him. Like, they would do the Oshner People's Health Champion, and I feel like there would be cheerleaders with the pom-poms next to him taking the picture. So
that's what their job was, right?
I feel like they still have.
There's no need for an NFL team to have a dance team and a cheerleading team. Consider the expenses, right? This is probably Gail saying, I ain't spending money on both of these motherfuckers. Let's just do one team to do all of it. And so I love the name Saintsations. Maybe I'm being an old man and nostalgic and how we shouldn't have that.
Saints, it's a great name. It's
I will say name. I'll get behind Saints Cheer Crew as a fan because that's what they've decided to name it. I'm not going to like buck it. Also, it's probably the least important thing we could be talking about right now is whatever the name of the dance team is.
It's the Saints' fault. If we were winning, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Right. You're 1,000% right.
Thanks,
Saints. So let's move on to something else worth talking about. Sam Mills was inducted into the Ring of Honor at the Saints-Cowboys game. Jason, you were there in person for the induction ceremony. How was Sam Mills' speech?
It was...
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Got him!
Got him!
That's just wrong, man.
All right. Why is it wrong? It's been long enough.
So, yeah, his family
would,
there.
I know Sam Mills. He would appreciate that joke.
It was actually a... it was nice to have him recognized and get him up there. You know who he beat getting into the Ring of Honor? Bobby Hebert.
Pat Swilling. Oh, that's right. Bobby Hebert. Was there a state bet involved?
But no, he was the first official Dome Patrol member to make it. Scratch that, second, Ricky Jackson. But he was a second. But he should have been in. I mean, look, the fact that Carolina has a statue of him and we don't is just kind of shitty. I don't like it. So at least they got his name up there. But what I'm looking at is, so they moved, you know, the Ring of Honor used to be on like a banner on the by like the bottom of the terrace section. Now it's like up above the top of the dome, and you kind of look and there's some names in there now. There's four names on each side. They're gonna run out of room when you're gonna Archie, Ricky, Willie Rofe, Morton,
Willie, and Sam.
Tom Benson.
Oh, Tom Benson too. Yeah, yeah, seven yeah. names up there.
But when you look at all the players that are gonna be coming in there pretty soon, they might be running out of room pretty soon.
No, just move it then.
Okay.
They can put scaffolding up and make a larger ring. They'll be all right.
Or put flags or something.
But it was nice to see that him finally get the recognition here from the franchise.
I mean, are you all right? So Ring of Honor conversation. Who do you put in from the 06 and beyond era? Breeze. Like, you putting Colston in there? I mean, clearly Breeze, but beyond Breeze.
Yeah.
I mean, Colston?
Colston has all the receiving records. I'd put Colston in.
Okay. I
haven't even retired his number yet. Freaking Stills was wearing 12.
Well, they're not retiring. They're not retiring anybody's number yet, other than maybe Drew.
Drew's got it.
In the Ring of Honor, I don't think. Do they retire it?
No, they don't.
No.
The only one that's, and it's even Archie's.
Three ways to honor
Archie's isn't even like officially retired. It's just nobody takes number eight.
Yeah. Three ways you honor players, right? Is one, you put them in your Ring of Honor. Two, you retire their number. Three, you put them in your team Hall of Fame.
I would put Jari Evans in the Ring of Honor.
Really?
He was that good. He was that good.
He really was. I mean, he's honestly, based on the other names that are in there, he's up there.
Like, is Rofe in Ring of Honor? He's a borderline NFL Hall of Famer.
Rofe.
Yeah.
Rofe is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like that does mean your Jari Evans is your Willie Rofe. You know, he's your offensive Willie Rofe.
So I mean, other than that, it's like I don't.
Colson, Pierre Thomas. I would want to, but I would end up realizing quickly that he doesn't have the stats to get there. He's got some good stats too, but it's just not quite right. He's definitely Saints Hall of Fame, and that's it, right? So like the levels, right? You got to make it into the Saints Hall of Fame. Then you got to make it into the Ring of Honor. Then you get your number retired. So yeah. All right. Well, good on you, Sam Mills. We'll pour a little out. We'll drink a little for you. We'll toast you. That is all the Saints stuff I've got. You guys got any other Saints news before we get into Pick'ems? If not, let's get into Pick'ems.
It's all about the game. You fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain. You can't.
I'm going to tell you this much, not just with the Dome Patrol crew, but for the entire listening and playing audience, this was the worst week of Pick'ems I think we've had in probably all of Pick'ems. Literally, no, like the best record was 3-2, and most people were 2-3 or worse. All right, so Uncle Baby Billy and Jason actually won the week with 3-2.
Fucking right, donkey.
every broken clocks right twice a day. It's Jason's 2021 season. Ben, James, Jeff went 2-3, and then Scott, you and Wes, the Tiger's Den, went 1-4. So in the larger league, who also suffered in this week's horrible picks, resulted in Ali Gibbs is kind of tied with first place with Big Easy Gaijon. What? Both with a 600 record, followed by Jake, and then me, Trevor Bruno, and then Drew, Scott, Uncle Baby Billy, Scott and Uncle Billy are 5 games apart, actually.
At least so I'm as long as I'm beating the cat.
Yeah, you're beating the cat by 5.
As long as I'm beating the pussy.
Yeah. Paul Perrette. Chris Farmer, Sans Hobbs, Tom Ensign, James Karp. And so Karp is the last winning percentage. Then we go into the loser's bracket. And guess who is leading the loser's bracket?
Ben.
Neil is probably on the precipice. If he has a good week this week, if it's a winning record this week, he's going to be 500 or better, which may be the best Neil has ever performed in Pick'ems. And this would be worth some champagne. All right. Then Jambalaya. So in the loser's bracket, we got Jambalaya Brothers, Mr. Coach Klein, Wes, who is 28-32. Such an embarrassment. I'll tell you what, I'm glad Wes isn't on right now because he.
Fuck off, Jeff.
Didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
I still think there was a couple weeks that I was 0-5 because you just did not keep track of my.
I'll share the fucking spreadsheet with you, motherfucker. All right. Then Ben, the mailman, Jason, you still are second to last, followed only by Drummer. So let's get into this week's games.
All right. Got an interesting slate of games this week. Pretty good, actually. Much better than last week. Our first matchup, the Baltimore Ravens, coming off a close loss to the Steelers last week. They went for 2 at the end of the game, did not get it. They are about as injured as the Saints are. They just lost Marlon Humphrey out for the season, their top cornerback. They travel to Cleveland to play a Browns team that is coming off a bye this week. Really interesting game here. Cleveland somehow is favored by 2.5.
Cleveland by 2.5. So my kids introduced me to this TikTok guy that for some reason he's a Ravens fan, but he always picks on the rest of the division. But he always, whatever he says is like, such as like, Cincinnati, I can't believe you lost that game. I thought Joe Burrow was so good. And everything ends with, So I can't wait to see what this guy says about the Cleveland game. The fact that Baltimore is favored by 2.5.
No, they're not. Cleveland is favored.
I'm sorry. You're right. Getting 2.5, I'm taking Baltimore.
So weirdly enough, you know, Cleveland was on a bye this past week. The week before, the Ravens and Browns played each other. They played each other the last time that Cleveland had a game.
So Cleveland's playing the Ravens twice in a row.
Twice in a row. Yes. Strangely enough.
How did the first game turn out? Who won?
The Ravens won 16-10.
So I like the fact that so they won 16-10 and now they're getting 2.5.
That's the game where Lamar Jackson threw 4 interceptions.
Well, he won't do that again.
Classic Taysom.
I'm going to take Baltimore as well.
I'll take the Browns.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I will take the Ravens.
All right. Next game.
Next game. NFC East. What looked like a crappy battle a few weeks ago is now very interesting. The Dallas Cowboys coming off that win against us. Didn't look great doing it. They travel to Washington to play a football team that has won 4 in a row, I believe.
What the fuck is up with Washington?
I don't know. They're a little hot right now. So this game's in Washington. The stadium will probably be about 50-50. But Washington is getting 4 points at home.
I'll be taking the points in Washington.
I was going to say, I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm taking Washington as well.
I will take the Redskins as well.
You mean the football team?
No, I mean the Redskins.
How dare you, sir? All right, so everything inside me says to take Washington because they're getting points. They're on a win streak, but...
But you are a Cowboys fan, so
right?
It's hard for you to pick against.
You are in Dallas,
basically in East Texas.
Which players is Dallas getting back? Do we know? Did you say Elway?
They're not missing anybody.
No, but Cooper might be. It's going to be more healthy, right? CeeDee Lamb still playing.
Yeah. This is a division game.
It's going to be close. Division game.
Washington's going to be hype. Dallas is going to be like
at Washington.
You know how hard it is to win 5 games in a row, much less if you're the Washington football team. So
I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to lose 5 games in a row.
Yeah, I'm taking Dallas.
Shocker.
All right, fuck you, buddy.
Our next game is a game of a couple teams that lost last week, although if the playoffs ended today, both would be in the playoffs. The San Francisco 49ers sitting there at 6-6 coming off a loss last week to Seattle. They travel to Cincinnati to play a Bengals team that just, once again, when you the Bengals want you to believe, and then they lose, and they lost to the Chargers last week. Burrow hurt his pinky, but he says he's okay. This game is in Cincinnati. Bengals are favored by 1.
Bengals.
Same. Scott, we know where you're taking the Bengals. You don't even need to say it.
Rolling with Joey B, baby.
I'm going to take the Bengals as well.
You know, the Scott. Bengals are in like every week.
Yeah. I think it's because we want to see if there's ever a situation where you don't take them.
Right. It's going to be your downfall because when you take them, you're going to lose. All right. Our next game, the Buffalo Bills.
Pretty well for me this year.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills coming off a weird game last night, a loss, but a weird game nonetheless with the weather. They travel to Tampa to play Tom Brady and the Bucks. Buffalo's
game of the week, right?
This is our game. Our game of the week. The real game of the week is Monday night, the Rams and Cardinals, but we can't take that one. Buffalo's getting pretty desperate. I mean, they can't afford to lose many more games. Now they're 2 games behind, 2.5 games behind New England. The Tampa's favored by 3. Just 3.
Give me Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Unfortunately, got to take the Bucks.
They're going to smoke the Bills.
Let's go, Buffalo. It's not going to be 20 degrees and 30 mile an hour.
I'm taking Tampa too.
And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big.
Have the Saints ever been the shitty game of the week before?
We don't do the Saints.
But this is the that would
if
be
we
the
could
shitty,
if
that
we
would
could
be the
do
shitty
this,
game
if
of the
we
week.
Could do the Saints. This
every
would be the
everybody game. Else in the NFL, we have the shitty game of the week. The two teams are 1-9 in the past 10 games.
Yeah, Falcons at the Panthers. Panthers fired Joe Brady.
It was Monday.
Why they fired?
No, it was Sunday
because
I was
because they came out the next day and said that the offense has been underperforming.
They're trying to pass too much.
I don't know how you hold Joe Brady accountable for Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Darnold and no Christian McCaffrey for two seasons in a row.
Yeah, I think Rhule's been having a
come home.
This is Matt Rhule's way of hoping he doesn't get fired.
Come home.
He's trying to save his job is what he's doing.
I'll take the Falcons though. Unfortunately, I just think that they're gonna beat the Panthers. They're both 5-7, but. I think the Falcons will win, much less getting points. I mean, this is a Panthers team that got beat by the Dolphins 33-10 last week.
Oof. Yeah, give me the stupid Dirty Birds. I hate myself.
Yeah. I'm going to take Carolina.
He pounded Jeff.
I like that headline that has lasted the whole season. And it's also a topical because we talked about Sam Mills earlier.
I really don't know.
Wasn't Sam Mills the one who came up with Pete Pounding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. When you make fun of it, Wes.
Well, look what happened to him.
He got into the Saints Ring of Honor.
I gave a hell of a speech.
Scott, who do you say? Yeah.
I don't know. Like, a problem is
it's just
they
too shitty
fired
teams.
A coach, but it's an offensive coordinator. Give me the Falcons. Fuck. That makes me feel so dirty. I need to go take a shower.
So there you have it. That's our games this week. Baltimore at Cleveland. Cleveland favored by 2.5. Dallas at Washington. Washington is getting 4 at home. San Francisco at Cincinnati. Bengals are favored by 1. Buffalo at Tampa in our game of the week. Tampa favored by 3. And then our shitty game, the Falcons at the Panthers. Panthers are favored by 2.5.
All right, everybody, get your picks in before the first kickoff on Sunday. And when I like them, I've recorded them. Make sure you hashtag pick'ems when you tweet at us because that's how I do the little search there. In the meantime,
that's what I always do. Hashtag.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Sure, you sure do, Wes. You sure do. I guess let's do a little bit of Saints preview. Because the Saints are playing against, what is it, the New York goddamn Jets?
The goddamn Jets, the Johnny Cakes triangle.
According to Gunn's plan, this is a winnable game, and it's a game that we will and should win in order to stay in playoff contention, even though we're last in the NFC South.
We won't be after this week.
Or will we be
in either in. Carolina or Atlanta has
yeah,
to
be Carolina, yeah. If we lose to the Jets, this will be rock bottom for the season. Losing to the Jets
for the decade.
Be time to open another book.
Not earlier, Wes.
Jason.
No.
Yeah, listen to the show.
We can't look. The Jets lost. They still have Elijah Moore, who's a really good receiver, but they did lose
Corey Davis.
Corey Davis, right?
Season-ending surgery.
Right. I mean, it's the fucking Jets, man. We can't lose to the Jets. We just can't.
Is this game away?
Yes.
What's the weather like?
45 degrees.
So no snow or anything.
48 now, is what they're saying.
Okay.
Any wind?
No idea.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's going to be 7 mile per hour winds, Scott, on that day.
So well,
did you not see the fucking game?
You worried about our kicker? Buffalo?
I saw the game, but it's not like we're going to know 7 days in advance what the fucking wind speed is.
Speaking of, course, Brian.
Apparently you can't count because it's not 7 days to the game.
Of course, Brian Johnson made a game-winning field goal for Washington last weekend.
To win the game.
Yeah, it's on the game. So stupid.
Well, he doesn't miss field goals.
Peyton was just waiting for Gunn's plan to take hold. It's like, now here's when we bring everybody back. This is what we were waiting for.
Got everybody right where we want them.
Right. All you got to do is win 4 more games. Find a way to win 4 games. 9 wins can get you in the playoffs.
Saints lead the, you know, Saints all time against the Jets were 7-6 against them. It's one of the few teams that we have a winning record against.
When's the last time we played them?
4 years ago? It had to be 2017. We played them in the dome. Don't remember the game, but I just know the way the NFL divisions.
It was. It was week 15 of 2017. Saints won 31-19. Circumstances were different.
We have some of the same players on the team.
Not at a key position.
Cam Jordan. That's about it.
Not on the team this week.
Jari Evans. No, he's not on the team right now.
So I would assume that Taysom is going to play regardless of his injured finger. They said he needs surgery, so he's still going to play. If Kamara's back, we got Ingram. Do they actually have a running game plan this week and not throw it 40 times or even 30 times? I don't even think they should throw it 30 times.
No.
Throw it 20 times maybe at the most. Do they actually go through with that?
Yeah, I think there's a – Two points to be made is one is Sean Payton wants to, again, be the smartest guy in the NFL. And after watching what the Patriots did, he's going to wonder if he can do it without throwing the ball at all, maybe.
Oh, my
God. Two passes.
He can win a game.
Two passes.
You know what? If ever there's a year to test that, then fucking do it. Let's go.
But it just makes no sense that we talked about what Jameis threw 22 or 23 or 24 passes in, like, the first 5 games or less. Like, we can go back to that or throw it even less. Like, there's a way to win a game against the Jets. And, I mean, I don't know. I hope we don't throw the ball anymore.
I might be inclined to start Simeon in this game.
Why?
Because he knows the Jets so well from his days up there.
I mean, just
he's not starting.
Point is to not throw the ball, Jeff.
Is CeeDee Deuce coming back?
I haven't heard anything on him.
What the fuck, man? He's been out for like 6 months, it feels like.
Like, I know last week he tweeted 11 days. So, I don't know.
At this point, if he's not even close to being healthy, we're not rushing anybody back. It's just, I don't know. I don't expect a good end to the season, but I just can't picture us losing to the Jets. I just can't.
I mean, this is a pretty, pretty awful team that we're about to play. I mean, I think their wins this year. They beat they beat the Texans, they beat the Bengals, and they beat the Titans when the Titans were at full strength.
Who's that?
How does that Jets. Makes no sense?
It's their but they've gone through and lost the Panthers and Broncos and the Falcons, and obviously the Dolphins and Eagles beat them too.
I mean, if the Saints can't win this game, then I don't see them winning any other game this season.
Welcome to Gunn's plan, or Scott and Jeff's plan.
2 days ago, CD Deuce tweeted 75% ... loading.
And well, not good enough.
Emoji next to it.
Well, not good enough.
Just saying what he did.
We can bring him back in 17 with Deontay Harris.
All right. So the score predictions for this week's game. Is this game on Sunday?
Yeah, at noon.
At noon.
Oh, what the?
How nice is that?
Oh, a nice rare noon Sunday game.
Be prepared that, like, the game against the Dolphins, probably this next week, they're stripping the Monday night game away from us.
Good.
Moving that to a Sunday noon
game. I hope to God they do.
There's no way they're letting us play the Dolphins on Monday night football.
I've never, naming a time that they've done that.
This is a new thing.
I see the flex thing, but, like,
this is a new thing.
Is it new to 2021?
Yeah.
So you can flex a Monday night game.
Yes.
The Sunday night and the Monday night game can be flexed out.
Which I'm praying to God they do, because I don't want to go to a Monday night game.
I think there's no way they keep it. I mean,
Miami's streaking.
I don't want the Saints on Monday night. I don't want the world to see this.
But if the Saints beat the Jets, and then they beat.
Yeah, the Dolphins have won 5 games in a row, but yeah. I mean, I know you just said the streak. They have actually won 5 games in a row.
All right. Anyway, score predictions this week.
24-13 Saints. Ooh. Saints. I mean, the Saints have to win this game. It's all or nothing this week.
I'll go 22-12 Saints.
17-12
Exciting.
Saints. But it wouldn't surprise me if we lose this game either.
All right, I'm going to say 23-20 Jets win in overtime with a field goal.
I could see that.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, he doubled it up, y'all. He stacked him up. All right. I don't know how much time recording we have, but that is where we are with the Saints stuff. I'll give some final thoughts, opportunities to everybody here. If your final thought happens to be about Hawkeye, spoiler alert for the listeners. Or really, your final thought being about anything that we're watching. So if you're not caught up on anything, be ready to press the pause button on your phone or wherever you're listening to the podcast, because I don't want anybody to get ruined. And I think I've expanded enough time to give people enough time to get out their phone, unlock it, make sure they can hit pause. Spoiler alerts.
So is Kendall Roy dead?
Oh, he goes right into it.
What the fuck are we doing?
That's good.
He dead?
That's a fucking good one, Wes. I thought I rewound that 5 times and watched that scene to see, like, when the bottle started bubbling and when his head went in the water. His face is in the water.
Oh, no, he's...
That's a cliffhanger. Scott.
I originally got in and said, there's no way. But now, like, the last couple days of thinking about it, if he's not dead, what else does his character do?
Arc is coming, right? Like, what else does he do?
All his character can do is, after that dinner with his dad, where he said, like, it'll kill me if you die, like, I'll be a wreck or whatever. They set him up.
I thought this season was his character's redemption arc.
His redemption might be.
There really is only one way for him to go, and
which might be Logan's redemption arc, right? Like realizing that, like, you killed your son. He can't be redeemed. But maybe that's what it's going to take for either Shiv or
Shiv. It's the thing that it takes for Shiv.
Shiv has a conscience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that, honestly, that's what the whole season has been, is them, Shiv not being comfortable with how
with
right. big of a piece
she's
of shit.
She's that middle, but, right? So yeah.
Low, she's or, what like, Kendall was two seasons ago. Like, right. the Kendall, good person.
Kendall went too far, right? To say, well, that whole scene, right? You're the bad guy, I'm the good guy. And I thought that was a great scene because Logan pointed out, like, I'm the fucking bad guy.
You're
like,
a murderer.
You killed the motherfucker, and I covered it up for you. So fuck off. I mean, you know,
there's right. love that's that where I, at first I was like, there's no way they did it, but then start thinking about it, I was like, there's nothing else to do with his character. Like, there just isn't. I mean, yeah. and I other hate than, it because I think Jeremy Strong's one of the best actors
which,
there is.
Yeah, which I think they went too far. Like, you could have done redemption even after the last episode. There's no redemption left for Kendall.
Still going back, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, let's move on to another show. All right, Scott, welcome back.
Thank you.
What show do you want to talk about?
The newest season of Lost in Space, the final season of Lost in Space. If you are a fan of that show on Netflix, if you haven't watched any of the seasons, go back and watch them. They're excellent. The last season, I just finished it today. It was an excellent season, a good final season. They completed all the story arcs, and it moved very quickly. There was a lot of action. There wasn't a lot of drawn out, slow burn bullshit.
Is it over?
Yeah. From what I understand, yes.
Yeah, I think everything is said. It's those the last. The last
and I think season. This was the third season. So go back and watch the first two seasons.
I've never watched the second of it.
It's pretty good.
I watched the first episode and just
no, sir. I didn't like it.
I just watched the first episode of Only Murder in this building, and it's awesome. Like, I'm super excited about that show.
I want to say Jeff said he didn't like that show.
I like murder podcasts, and I love Steve Martin, and this is like the perfect combination of the two.
Okay, Hawkeye. I think it's been pretty good. Strong hints of
It has to be Kingpin.
It has to be Kingpin.
Has to be. 100% has to be.
And we're talking about the guy who like rubbed her cheek.
The uncle,
right? Yeah, the uncle. Yeah. And he kind of like rubbed her cheek or whatever. And
what's wild is because so you have to assume he's going to make an appearance. And supposedly the Black Widow's sister has yet to make an appearance. So
right.
I think it's really going to ramp up. It's crazy that we're already halfway through the season.
Yeah. And then they announced that Charlie Cox is going to play Daredevil.
Well, he said if Daredevil returns, that's who's going to play him. But I think there were rumors that he was going to be in Spider-Man.
Is going to be in Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to show up here. And Hawkeye.
No. I don't think it's showing up. I think
he is for sure.
Maybe like going a credit scene, like a post-credit scene in Spider-Man.
No, I think he's going to be the lawyer. That, like they,
he's going to be Peter's lawyer.
Everything. He is Peter Parker's lawyer in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then, how does he not show up as Daredevil? Like, you think he's going to show up?
I don't think they're going to have him as Daredevil.
No. He's just going to be his lawyer.
They're just going to screw with everybody having him.
But all this stuff going on, and he's not going to. Not gonna do Daredevil stuff to help Spider-Man.
Well, he's gonna have Toby and Andrew. He's not gonna be.
Yeah, right.
Maybe Electro will come back. So I'll say that my two things with Hawkeye as it's gone on is one, they did not done a good job of making the girl endearing at all. She comes across as quite a bit of a brat, and like she does not really give you any kind of redeeming, friendly quality. She's just kind of like.
I think that might be for a reason. I think she
does come from a wealthy family.
She comes across. She's a spoiled brat. Like
I trust the MCU, like Scott saying that there's a reason that they've got to be laying it on thick for some big. Again, it's the redemption arc, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of like there's a way to give us that she needs this redemption without being as dramatically. I agree with you, Wes. Like at this point, like I don't like her.
No, I don't either. And also, I mean, like, I love Jeremy Renner from the past, but they're making him, if you just jumped in to start watching Hawkeye, they're making him hard to like, too, because
he's an asshole.
He's unhappy. He's depressed. He's trying to be a good dad, but he's not a good dad.
This Ronan thing's weighing heavily on him. I mean, he's worn out. I mean,
I get years that, Jason,
of being a non-superpowered Avenger.
I get that, Jason, but if they don't give us like a Ronan series to explain why it's weighing on him, we're supposed to just take this leap of faith that that was such a traumatic experience.
Well, he killed him. All he did was kill people for 5 years.
It's kind of like, I'll be honest. I know. I get it. I get it. Because I'll be honest.
We don't really get it.
No, but no, because the same thing with Iron Man. Like, if you think about Tony Stark's arc from when he started to when he
reactor?
When it ended.
He laughed and he didn't really understand.
Wait, got him.
And then he laughed the second time.
What do you mean? What do you mean when it ended? What?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh my God.
Stark's dead.
Iron Man's dead.
But I lost my point, damn it. So
good. That was the whole point of the point.
I never understood how Tony Stark, like, you remember, like, his character really went dark in the second half of
it was the Avengers events, and he had he freaked out in Iron Man 3.
Iron Man
and the
3.
Panic attacks.
But then, but that carried on into the other Avengers movies too. Like I just feel
not quite as much.
But it's enough of a precedence that I feel like that's enough for me to buy into Hawkeye, like be affected by Ronan as well as the, I mean, think about it. He lost Natasha. He lost it and they addressed that. And what was it, episode 2 or 3? I get it, but I agree with you, Wes, that everything's being poured on too thick. We get it. You're upset. You want to be a loner. You don't. You're cynical.
No,
but like Hawkeye has never been a dick. He's been funny.
Yep.
He's supposed to be funny.
Funny? I don't think he's been funny.
Yeah, he's got the sarcastic attitude.
That was before he killed people for 5 years.
Him and Natasha had that. Maybe that's it. He lost.
He's been a little bit of cocky. I'm a little bit better than you, and like, oh, like it's, everything's a competition kind of thing. I don't know. It's just she's a brat, and he's tortured and depressed, and it's just
Let me get this. I'm trying to. You don't shut the fuck up. She's a brat. She is a brat, mainly because she doesn't have a father figure, and Jeremy Renner is going to become that father figure.
That's trying to be a good father figure to his children, but instead will ignore them.
He's going to make it home for Christmas, all right? Relax.
He's not ignoring them.
Oh, you know he's making it home for Christmas.
He's not ignoring them. He's trying to shield them from what he did when they were gone. He doesn't handle loss well, right? He lost his family and went on a 5-year killing spree. he lost Natasha. And now is sad and grumpy. He doesn't handle loss well.
Hey, one
second. You read this somewhere, Scott? Because this is good.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, this is good stuff.
He doesn't handle loss well. And he's trying to be a good dad, but he's got to clean up this Ronin stuff so it doesn't. His kids don't know he was Ronin. His wife does, but his kids don't. And so he's trying to shield them from the Ronin stuff. He's trying to get it wiped out because he doesn't want that to come follow him back home.
All right, I'm back. You won me back. I'll watch episode 4.
Can we get like the Hawkeye to at least one time in the series shoot a arrow that actually has an arrow on it that like penetrates someone's body?
You mean like not a suction?
He did in the fight scene in Toy Story.
Shot regular arrows.
The tracksuit mafia guys are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Wes, I think to me, what I took all of last week's episode with all the different variety of arrows, you have to set the rules. Now you've established that the quiver contains all kinds of cool powers, right? Like, yeah, I need a suction cup. I need this. I need an explosion.
That PIM arrow is
pretty
gonna cool.
They're going to need each of those arrows' results in order to win the big bad at the end.
The PIM arrow is cool.
And I know that y'all disagree, but I'll say that I think that this was, to me, the first ever bad episode of Yellowstone. I'm tired of Lloyd and his whining.
I'm definitely ready for that to be.
Weren't you glad that he got the resolution?
I was ready for him to be thrown off the cliff.
I was too.
I was done with him. The stuff with like Beth is just, it's too much now. Like, it was one thing for her. I get it. She's tough and all, but like now she's just putting herself at anybody would murder her. And I'm starting to find problems with now that we've got Rip, like the two of them being so tough when they're doing everything else. But then when they get together, they're trying to do this like cute little like playful, and they're both kind of being pussies now a little bit. It's like when they're together, they're both like, they do all this hard shit all day long where they're just the meanest person on earth. And then they get, they're like, oh, you know, just maybe we should.
That's a setup. That's a setup. Yeah,
they're clearly not going to have a happy.
They're not going to have a happy ending. He's going to find out that.
This is a Shakespearean tragedy here.
He's going to find out Succession. That when she had that abortion, it was his baby. And that's going to be the end of them.
Jesus, that's. Whew.
Hopefully, wait, what?
That's pretty
rough. Forgot about that.
Hopefully, yeah, he strangles her to death.
That's the big secret, right? That's when she's like, you're going to hate me one day. That was his kid that she aborted. Well, and he's going to find out, and that's going to be it.
And I'm hating the stuff with
Jimmy.
Well, that's just stupid.
All it is set up for a different show.
A show that I can honestly say I will not watch.
No, like, I'm not even going to watch 1883.
But,
I'm not gonna
I will.
But I'll watch 1883.
Oh, I'm watching 1883.
But
I'm buying Paramount
Plus. I am too. I am
just
too.
So I can watch 1883.
I am too.
I'm in.
Scott and Jeff are Cowboy Country, and Wes is in Texas. You really aren't going to watch a Texas
Jason,
Ranger show?
Jason, it's only $1 a month.
We when they were filming here in Fort Worth in the stockyards, we catered them and made food for them and stuff like that.
That's so, right, motherfucker.
It's only $1 a month.
Supporting the Dome Patrol podcast.
Wes told me that. Only $1 a month.
75 cents. But the I'm also what's his name? The son that's no longer the son.
Oh, Jamie.
Jamie, I'm getting like that stuff. I thought he was gonna actually find his way back into the fold, which
I like that they toyed with us with that, and that they swooped him in and we're like, yeah, we got him back, and then no, you don't. I actually like that. You need a villain.
Well, I'm hoping Jamie's dad like rehires some different killers and they kill Casey's wife and his son, because I'm sick of her whining and pulling Casey out, and the son is like the worst actor on TV.
Wes, I just think you need to stop watching Yellowstone altogether.
I love Yellowstone. Like this one episode.
Every single storyline and how each
came in this one episode. None of them went where this one episode was terrible.
But don't you think, Wes, that that's the whole idea, that they drive you deeper, 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 so that when you like, they know you want her to do this or him to do that. That they're driving them deeper so that when they finally make the right choice, you're going to be like, yeah.
I don't think they're going to let, I mean, one, they're not going to get rid of Beth. So she will not, no matter what, let Jamie come back into the family. So, I mean,
that's the finale, right?
How good was that last Matrix trailer?
Until Wes shared that in our WhatsApp group, I was really nervous. So I'll say this, you guys know this part. I'll say it for the listeners' sake. The Matrix trilogy is among it's tied for the best trilogy for me.
You have not seen the best trilogy.
You've never even watched it.
Yeah, you definitely have not.
What?
You haven't even watched Lord of the Rings.
So Matrix, I loved the Matrix movies when they came out. I love them to this day. I introduced them to my kids. I was nearly orgasmic when I heard that they were going to be making a new Matrix movie, and especially that Keanu Reeves is going to be in it. I'm just like, holy shit, they're going to do this right. And then I saw the first trailer for it, and it looked like a cheap knockoff. Like the whole, like, you buy something on wish.com and this is what you get. I thought that that's what I expected. The first trailer did not do what I now believe this movie will be justice, because Wes, you shared the latest and final trailer, and that shit looks fucking awesome. Like, I can't wait. I was going to end up, you know, when I watch it on HBO Max, because it's already been promised it's going to be there in the theaters, yada, yada, yada. No. I'm going to the GPX.
I might need to go to the theater on this one, too.
Ever. I will not watch this. Like,
the second one and the third one, I went to the midnight showing, like, when it came out, like, that day.
Of the Matrix?
Yes.
Didn't 2 and 3 come out at the same time?
Not remember, too far.
No, apart. They were filmed together and they came out like maybe a year apart.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, I went to the theater and then I went to the same theater, it was the Palace, to watch. And I remember walking out after the third, like, I was depressed.
Third one, great.
It was.
See, I never watched them as independent movies. I watched them as a three-part saga.
But the first one was the best by far.
Again, I watched them as a three-part saga, which means that I'm not comparing one, two, or three to each other. They are all telling the story it's one story.
We're the only person.
Did you ever think that the last third of the story wasn't as good as the first two thirds of the story?
No, because I understand that they needed to introduce you into the concept in order to get you to where they were going.
And plus there was like raves. So that's cool.
Yeah. Techno.
And yeah.
Prodigy. Come on. Prodigy?
The trailer, this last trailer that came out, like, really.
I got the poison. I got the remedy.
This trailer really kind of harkened back to the original one.
I'll commit until I get it, whatever I get. Well, go ahead, Scott.
It harkened back to the original one for me, like, yeah. This trailer. Like, it made me really want to see it.
And what I pick up on, tell me if y'all saw the same thing, like, it's all of the, because the trailer has a lot of scenes from the
original. Yeah,
so I'm assuming that's gonna be, there's a lot of flashbacks in this movie. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I get that it's kind of like you can almost use new actors because it's just a new avatar. All right, so that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion, Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol Podcast. That's the one you're listening to right now. The BS and Beer Saints Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow us on Twitter. Each of the shows has their own Twitter feed. One of them is at Dome Patrol PCast, and that's the only one that matters. If you want to follow the rest of them, it's at Dome Patrol UK, at BSN Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_Podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook because we do live stream most weeks. If you want to participate on game day chat, DM us on Twitter and get an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. And of course, if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Deontay donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.